Deborah Raines is a professor of nursing at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton, Florida. She developed a 12-month program of study using an innovative education practice partnership, the CanCare model. Dr. Raines has given numerous presentations and interviews on this model of accelerated nursing education. She has conducted studies of the satisfaction, outcomes, and stories of the accelerated student's journey and the role of the nurse expert, nurse learner. The results of these program evaluation studies and evaluation of the CanCare model are being published in the nursing literature. Dr. Raines will speak on effective teaching strategies for accelerated second-degree nursing students.
We built technology into our first cohort of students in terms of courses they took. It is the way to free up some time. We talk about these people have no time. Well, if you can take a course online, you can give them time. Now, online courses are time intensive. I teach them, I've taken them, I know that. But it goes back to my statement about you have to treat them as second degree students if that's what they are. For example, I taught them nursing research online. Every one of our students had taken a research course in their prior discipline of study. Okay? Whether you're a biology major, a communications major, or an art design major, you had some sort of a research course on your transcript. Things like what is an independent, dependent variable, what's a hypothesis, what's qualitative, what's quantitative, it's the same across disciplines. So the way I taught research was, the first thing you did was you took a competency evaluation test. They took a test, if they could tell what those things were, and they had to score 90% on the test, so it wasn't a, slide through kind of thing. If you passed the test, you moved on to the next activity. So it was a self-paced online learning with a faculty mentoring session. They had to come into what I call my private office online once a week and talk to me about where they were. So we didn't spend 6 weeks talking about this is a hypothesis, this is dependent variable, this is, all those things that you do in your typical research course with your first-time college student who does not have that activity. So the technology is important. In terms of freeing up some of their time. We had curricular themes that were sequential, integrated, and continuous in that it went across the program. Of course, there was the theory or the nursing knowledge, which is the didactic theory, the situations or practice piece, and nursing professionalism or accountability and active contribution. And that was a piece that was really unique in this. We kept saying to them all the way through, you're becoming a nurse. What does it mean to be in this profession? What does it mean to be a professional nurse? What do you do? And I would talk to them right from the beginning that nurses have to give back to their profession. It's not a matter of how much can I make? How many CEs are you going to give me? How much are you going to give me kind of thing? But what can you give back to that profession? And one of the things they all had to do was what I called a professional project where they had to do something that actually gave back to the profession, whether it was a health fair, whether it was education materials for a place where they were working, whatever, so that they got into that role that that's what nurses do. So we looked at satisfaction both in terms of their cognitive and emotional responses to the program, their expectations of the experience, but also the time, in that we measured satisfaction immediately at the completion of the program and then at 3 months and 6 months post-program completion, so that we had that retrospective. Did the program prepare you well when you were a new graduate, when you were a couple months out? We also asked them very clearly to compare themselves to other new graduates in their work setting who were not from our university. So, did you need more, did you need less? Some of the people actually came out and said, I found myself on the third or fourth day teaching some other new grad or teaching some nurse how to do something. The article that's coming out in Journal of Professional Nursing, we actually went back to those nurse experts and also asked them to rate these people at the time of graduation, which is the only point we had that we could get. And most of the nurse experts rated the students as being more competent than the students had rated themselves. Now, is that a surprise? No, because these students are hard on themselves. They have to be the perfectionists. But the fact that the students rated themselves as competent, but the nurse experts who potentially could be working with them thought they were even more competent, we found to be a reassuring finding.